I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Here's Johnny.
And here are the Johnnies.
All of us together in the same room.
Yes. All right. Stephen King's The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Gateway Film Center is showing the restored version through Sunday. We need to look.
What a mesmerizing movie of a family, of a father going mad, and what that does to this unit. It's mesmerizing. It's a really fascinating film about losing your grip.
As always for Stephen King, the process of writing, reflecting here the difficulty of writing, and he has it in another one with Kathy Bates, doesn't he?
Misery.
Yes. Yeah. The central metaphor of the maze.
Legendarily, this adaptation really rankles King. He hates this adaptation. In some ways, it cemented his works as capable of presented as art.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because this is artistic as horror film gets.
Oh, King has described it as a beautiful automobile without an engine. And he just didn't like it. And Shelley Duvall and Jack Nicholson were both bitter about Kubrick because they felt that all the attention on Kubrick had marginalized their efforts, the crew, Stephen King's underpinnings.
Wow.
And Kubrick is nothing but polarizing. But also, door scene.
Yeah.
To do that, just that scene, it took them 60 doors. So here's Johnny's scene, 3 days to film, and 60 doors. And they started out with, of course, an easy-to-chop-through door. The problem was Nicholson had been a volunteer fire chief.
So he knew how to do it.
He knew he was knocking that thing.
Is that true? That is great tidbit. Wow.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Just an idea of the kind of care.
When it comes to obsessive filmmaking.
Yes.
Let's say that Kubrick didn't do 60 takes. You know, let's say he shot 20 takes. Is there one in there that would have sufficed, that would have been as iconic? Or is it his obsessiveness that produces something as timeless as The Shining?
As an overall pattern for a film, you can see how his attention to detail makes it almost seamlessly great.
Of course, so, you know, it's reflected in that great psychologically chilling moment when Shelley Duvall stumbles upon what Jack has been working on. And there's that huge manuscript on the desk, and
yes,
it just says, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy." And it says it 1 million times.
I know. And
in every very sort of variation, yes, the obsessiveness there, right, is reflected in Kubrick's obsessiveness with getting just the right shot.
And King agrees that the images are astonishing in here. The blood in the elevator.
Yeah.
The shot took approximately a year to get right. He is so compulsive. He got the difficult shot of blood pouring from the elevators in only 3 takes. This would be remarkable if it weren't for the fact that the shot took 9 days to set up. Every time the doors opened and the blood poured out, Kubrick would say, "It doesn't look like blood." But one thing I do know, for 3 weeks, Kubrick fed Jack Nicholson cheese sandwiches, and he hates them.
Oh, is that right?
Right. And
now, see, this is a silly thing, because why does Nicholson eat the cheese sandwiches? Why doesn't he just refuse
to eat
the
cheese? Because he probably knew it was good for his character development.
There's a lot of accusations of misogyny leveled at,
yes,
both the film's portrayal of Wendy Torrance.
Yes.
And Kubrick's treatment of Duvall during the shooting, yeah, of it.
I do know that he would say to people, "Don't sympathize with Shelley," because he'd to tell her, "You're not going to be." He's not going to sympathize with her. It doesn't help her. His campaign was to make her more uptight, more diffident, more the scaredy cat that her eyes show so, yeah, well.
Well, first of all, she's a bizarre screen presence. Watching her try to hold things together and try to protect her kid, I think she comes off really well.
To prime his actors up, he would have them watch Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, can you imagine watching those movies and eating cheese sandwiches?
No. And as you know, the film is bathed in red. And while symbolically the blood and all that makes sense, it's also for the fact that Colorado is the Spanish name for the color red.
There's Johnny. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.